Alaska Extension Almanac.
Drought conditions and wild temperature swings can take a devastating toll on our home landscape trees. Having a plan to protect our trees could mean the difference to surviving the winter months or struggling to make it to warmer temperatures in the spring. Nebraska Extension educator Elizabeth Ekstrom says a layer of mulch can help them in many ways, including holding valuable moisture near the root system. She also talks about a product that could help trees protect their tender limbs and branches during these temperature swings, as well as giving the tree some much-needed water on warmer days.
And a winter mulch is applied to maintain the soil temperatures. It's not to protect that plant material from the cold temperatures, but it's to assist that plant material for maintaining that temperature of that soil. So it helps when we have these temperature fluctuations where we get really warm and then we get really cold again. So if you applied your winter mulch once the soil was frozen, you need to make sure that it's still in that spot. We've had a lot of wind across Nebraska, and so sometimes if you just applied additional leaves to that spot as your winter mulch, some of those leaves have left. So you want to go back and you want to double check to make sure that your winter mulch is still in the location where you placed it. Additionally, when we talk about preparing our landscape for the winter, there are some plant materials that will benefit from the application of an antitranspirant. So what these antitranspirants are is they are a waxy substance that's usually put on like an evergreen plant, and it helps to prevent that plant from losing too much moisture through their needles. And so what we want to do is we can make those applications of those antitranspirants. We need to make sure that we keep in mind the temperatures, because we want to apply those antitranspirants where it's warm enough where that product's not going to freeze before it gets out of the application tool, whether it's a wand or whether it's the trigger spray. So we need to look at the weather conditions and apply it in a time where it's going to be a little bit warmer and it's not going to freeze. Read on the label. Some of those antitranspirants you're going to need to reapply in 12 weeks. Some of them you're going to apply once a season. So these antitranspirants can be applied to evergreens. They can be applied to newly planted plant material. But it helps to prevent those plant materials from losing too much moisture during that winter season. So right now, when we have some warm days or we have some nice weather, go out and double check, make sure that winter mulch is still in that location, and then double check some of your plant material to see if you need to apply some antitranspirants to make sure that they can still look beautiful the remainder of the season and into next spring. While you're out there taking a look at those plant materials and those evergreens to see if they need an antitranspirant applied, if it's above 40 degrees, you can actually apply some supplemental moisture to those evergreens, and that will also help to make sure that they don't get any winter desiccation damage, because what happens is the needles lose more moisture than what the roots can take up. So if it's above 40, it's a perfect time to apply some additional water as well as some of those antitranspirants.
So to help your trees survive the cold winter temperatures and drought conditions, try to give them a good drink of water during the warmer days. A good layer of mulch will also protect their root systems from losing water, as well as keeping them shielded from deep dives in temperature. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.